It's 7 hours Beijing time.
公元前210年，徐福的船奉秦始皇之命东渡。汉武帝时期，西汉的船远航至印度洋，开启海上丝绸之路。郑和的船七下西洋，连亚非探美洲。如今“一带一路”新机遇，海上丝绸之路再启程。语言是沟通的船，让中国连接世界。北京外语广播。北京人民广播电台外语广播，中波774千赫，有线调频97.8兆赫。
This is Radio 774，www.am774.com。
北京外语广播网络电台，听双语，网天下。北京外语广播
，Your bilingual station AM 774。
Use English. Come join us and learn native spoken English in a creative way. Fun learning experience, no matter what your English level is. Check it out in Use English.
听众朋友大家好，欢迎再次收听趣味青春英语。在昨天的节目当中呢，我们和大家历数了一下这个上海交通大学啊公布的这样一份世界顶级100个大学的名单。当然了，有不同的排列方式。那这个交通大学的这份名单呢，主要是以这种学术成绩为定论。当然即使以学术成绩为定论，这个榜单也会略有不同，大家也不用太过去计较排名1、2、3、4，但是这些肯定都是世界顶级大学，毫无疑问。我们上次大概说了前十，但其实呢，你说这个前十和后九十有多大的区别？区别是肯定有，但是呢，后九十当中也有很多非常好的学校。That's why we're going to keep talking about the following 90 top universities in the world.
Exactly.
Or some of them, at least.
Exactly. So let's start again with one of the most important, one of the original Ivy League schools in the United States, which is Yale University. You know where that is?
I know it's in the U.S. Where? No idea.
It is in New Haven, Connecticut.
Oh.
So it is also on the East Coast. And I actually have been here, not because I studied here, which I wish I did, but my brother graduated from here.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I remember going to his graduation ceremony and to go visit him a few times. And it was just amazing. It was really, really cool. But the entire city was pretty boring. This was when I'm not joking. This is when he graduated from there. Like...I don't know, 18 years ago or something, or something 15 years, I don't know. But at that time, there was really nothing to do in the city but rent movies and kind of just go to New York on your weekends.
Uh-huh.
But if you're going to Yale, I don't think you have time to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you don't really have anywhere to go, maybe.
Right. Exactly. Well, you can go to New York. Take a train and go to New York.
Okay.
Well, anyways, did you know that Yale has a disproportionate influence on American politics? So a lot of, like, a few of the U.S.
Oh, I think I heard that before.
Yeah. So major U.S. political careers have begun at Yale. They have secret societies, which you're not supposed to know anything about. You're not supposed to go in it unless you are part of this group, and it's the most elite students.Actually, I went in because my brother's girlfriend at the time, one of these secret societies, and she let me see the house, and it was really cool.
So what do these secret societies do?
Can't tell you.
Ah, okay.
It's a secret.
You don't even know.
It's really cool to see the inside, though, and to, like, hear the story about how she was recruited. It was just so cool.
Yeah, I've heard these stories before, you know, and also about these secret societies, although not knowing what they exactly do, but I think they would have these secret connections among the members of the society to better support you in your future career, or maybe to be a politician.
Yeah, God, to be a politician. If you want to be president, go to Yale. Jeez Louise, wow. All right, so...Let's see here. How about Johns Hopkins University? That's actually a really famous university in the United States. It's in Maryland. This is also on the East Coast, and it ranks in at number 17, which I don't really believe it should rank in at number 17, but
do you think you should be ranked higher or lower?
I think it should be ranked higher.
Oh, okay.
But then again, I don't know because I'm not the one ranking, and yeah.
Also, as we said at the beginning of the show, it's ranked based on one perimeter or another, so it's not really an overall list. You can argue about these places. It doesn't matter because
right.
these might not be, you know, what you think they are, or these might not be precise. But we're offering you, like, choices from
right.
the top 100 universities in the world.
Right.
And it can't be much wrong about that.
Yes, exactly. Absolutely. So while we have Johns Hopkins at number 17,
mm-hmm.
we have University of Tokyo at number 21.
University of Tokyo.
Yeah. So do you know anything about University of Tokyo?
No, I've never been to Tokyo. Just came back from Kyoto, and that's about that much I know about Japan.
Well, speaking of Kyoto, Kyoto actually ranks in at number 26.
Kyoto University?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like one of the best, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so let's talk about University of Tokyo.
Mm-hmm. 东京大学. All right, so on another list, like the most expensive universities in the world, Tokyo University might rank first.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
Wow.
Tokyo is the most expensive city in the world.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Mm.
Well, let's look at this. Well, the University of Tokyo is not only the leading school in Japan, but also the leading school in all of Asia.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. That's awesome.
Really? You know, what about Tsinghua University and Peking University?
I will let you know. Yes, we will see. I'm interested to know, though. Anyways, University of Tokyo has made many strides in an effort to become an international renowned research center.
Mm.
Wow. Yeah, so it has the programs in English at Hamaba. Wow. It now attracts students from over 100 nations.
Mm.
This is really cool. University of Tokyo runs numerous research institutes studying multiple fields, like medical science, earthquakes, of course, Asian culture, molecular bioscience, oh my god, solid-state physics. Yikes! All this science, stuff that I am horrible at.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably why I'd never get
it. I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Neither am I good at it.
Wow. Well, it says that the school's influence on the Japanese government has been so extensive that the former Prime Minister, Kichi Miyazawa, felt the need to order government agencies to reduce their percentages of University of Tokyo's alumni to under 50% in order to promote diversity.
Wow.
That is, wow,
okay.
Yeah, wow.
So if you want to ever find a job in Japan, this is probably your best shot. You know, Tokyo University, and if you go there, at least you got a 50% chance to be enrolled at any organizations in the country.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go to number 24, because this one is actually University of Toronto.
Okay.
Canada.
Yep.
Yeah, so University of Toronto is the leading Canadian research university. What is it with all this research? Jeez.
Mm.
Yeah, even the standards of large state schools, this institution is massive. Guess how many students it has?
I don't know. I've been to Toronto, but not this university.
80,000 students.
That's a whole lot of people.
20,000 faculty and staff and 530,000 alumni around the world.
Jesus.
That is crazy.
They've really got a lot of people on the campus, huh?
Yeah, students can choose from 215 different graduates, 60 professional, and more than 700 undergraduate degrees. God, spread over three different campuses.
Mm.
Student body represents over 150 nations. That's pretty much like every nation in the world.
Yeah. 这个多伦多大学啊，这恐怕是我们到目前为止看到的校园最大啊，这个学生人数最多的一所世界知名大学。在校生能够达到八万人的一座大学啊。想起来都有点可怕。I wonder how many students they've got in Tsinghua University, because that's like the biggest campus I've ever been to.
Yeah.
It's like a small town.
Yeah.
But 80,000 people, that could be even more than Tsinghua University.
This is 80,000 students. I mean, this is like a city of its own.
How do they accommodate all these students?
I don't know. I think some of them are graduate, some of them undergraduate, and maybe... I don't know how you would possibly fit.
Wish dormitories?
Yeah, I mean, seriously, how would you put... Maybe the dormitory is like the size of this booth, because how else are you going to fit that many students?
I don't know, yeah.
Unless you provide, like, maybe family housing for families, houses.
Yeah.
Like every single piece of infrastructure there has to be dedicated to housing people.
Mm.
Seriously.
All right.
Anyways, it has 44 libraries. Oh, Toronto. Sorry. Toronto has 44 libraries with holdings of over 20 million in all. The school has an operating budget of 1.9 billion Canadian dollars.
Mm.
And contributes 15.7 billion Canadian dollars to the Canadian economy every year.
All right.
Wow.
Mm.
Yeah.
So that's like the top university in Canada, the University of Toronto. All right. You know, I've always wanted to somehow live in Canada because I've been to Toronto. I've been to other cities in the country. It's really beautiful, and I like that relaxed atmosphere about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard that it's going to be very difficult now, but if you want to go to a university in Canada, this might be on the top of your list.
Yes. You can either go to University of Tokyo or University of whichever this one was, Canada.
Toronto.
Or
that's very far away.
Kyoto University. I wonder what that. Oh, I remember going to in October. I remember I was in Japan in Kyoto, and it was just gorgeous weather. It was really beautiful, like Halloween weather, fall weather, beautiful, nice and crispy. It was just the best.
Yeah, it is.
Well,
and also Kyoto is the most cultural city in the entire Japan.
Well, you know, from what I remember of Kyoto, I'm trying to remember Kyoto. Kyoto, I think because we were on the move so much, I didn't really get a chance to say, okay, this is great, this is Kyoto, let's look around. To me, it was just part of Japan.
You must have noticed all the temples.
Yeah, sure, of course. Well, did you know that in 1897, Kyoto University became the second university founded in Japan?
No, I didn't.
With a decade, the school added programs in science, engineering, law, medicine, and humanities.
Hmm.
Wow, very cool. The university, which is divided among three campuses, now has 17 graduate schools, 14 research institutes, 21 research educational centers, and 10 faculties.
Hmm.
This is amazing.
Okay.
Okay. So let's see if we can try to move on. Oh, NYU.
NYU.
NYU. This is a very... I'm not sure if this is Ivy League or not.
I don't think it was
the original Ivy League schools, no. But NYU ranks at number 27, and on my list, it ranks at number 5.
Why is that?
No, I'm only saying that because it depends. I mean, of course, like I said, you have rankings. This one is according to, like,
academic performances.
Mm. But you can also rank the law schools, and this would definitely not rank number 27. This would rank, like, in the top 5, I believe. I'm only saying that, too, because my brother went to law school here.
Mm.
So, yeah. Anyways, New York NYU is located in Washington Square, which I've been to NYU's library, and, you know, because I visited my brother, and it was actually really cool campus, just amazing. But then I say to myself, how can you possibly have a campus in New York? I mean, there's no space there.
I don't know.
It's like putting a campus right on, you know, in Guamau.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it, but anyways... It's very close to Greenwich Village. Greenwich Village pursues academic excellence while striving to be as diverse as the city. It resides in 87 different foreign nations, and 48 states are represented in its freshman class alone.
Mm.
Golly. It says that NYU sends more students abroad than any other American school.
Okay.
Wow, this is really cool.
Mm, so if you're from the United States, you want to go to other countries, then go to NYU. But if you're from other countries, you can also go to NYU.
Well, it says that even 83% of the graduating class leaves with jobs.
Mm,
yeah.
Okay.
Very, very cool. And this number increases to 94% employed or in graduate school within 6 months of commencement.
Oh, those are attractive statistics.
That's amazing.
Mm. All right. So this is another university from New York.
Yes, we also have Northwestern University, which is in Evanston, Illinois, which is actually a really, really great university. They rank at number 28. University of Illinois at 29.
Mm-hmm.
All these are a lot of American universities. I wonder why, but when I was looking for the top 100, I'm just wondering why on earth what happened to all the other countries in the world?
Yeah, as we said, this is only one list, but you're putting up other lists, and there could be a lot more universities from other countries, even, you know, in other Asian countries, European countries.
Right.
But on this one, based on academic performances, we have included a lot of American universities, which I'm not really surprised. There are a lot of top universities in the U.S., but there are also a lot more in other countries. You know, besides what we said about Canada, the U.K., there are also a lot in, like, Australia, European countries, China. But I'm pretty sure you can see their names based on other parameters. If you want to check them out, they're always on the internet.
They are. They are. Well, we do have the University of Copenhagen at number 40.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's Denmark.
Yes. And then we have the University of Melbourne at number 44.
Mm-hmm. That's another Canadian university.
Wow. Yeah.
And then I'm sorry. That should be Australian, right?
Yeah. Sorry. Not Canadian. Yeah. Australian. Mm-hmm. And then we have University of Edinburgh. You know where that is?
Edinburgh.
Edinburgh. I was just there in November also.
Oh, okay. That's the UK, right?
That is the UK. But it's in Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, they have places like Osaka, Stockholm, these places on the list. Very cool. Okay, so we'll go ahead and skip a few, and we'll go to number 38, which ranks...
38
on our list, and that is University of Manchester.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so the University of Manchester has 38,000 students and over 4,400 academic and research staff. Wow, to make this school the largest single-campus university in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, it has all these people on one campus.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what it says. Wow, so it says the school has many illustrious accomplishments. Wow, several famous scientific experiments were performed here. Do you know who Ernest Rutherford's historic gold foil experiment that is?
Nope.
Well, he proved that the so-called atom has an internal structure, a nucleus.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
How do you do that? God, this is insane.
I don't know. That's what scientists do. That's why we're not scientists.
Yeah, true. Mm. You said that's why we're not scientists.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it says Manchester has just invested £750 million into upgrading its facilities.
Mm.
God, £750 million?
All right.
And plans to spend another £1 billion by 2022. Mm. Wow, well, let's see, 2022, that China will be entering into the Olympics.
The Winter Olympics.
Yeah, the Winter Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead and skip to number 40, which would be the University of Copenhagen.
Mm-hmm.
Copenhagen, Denmark.
Yep.
So this was founded in 1479. The University of Copenhagen is the oldest and the second largest university in Denmark.
Mm, and Copenhagen is such a cool city, I have to say.
Is it?
It is. It's very peaceful.
What about in the summertime? Is it cool?
It is not really that hot. It's a beach city, so it's really okay. But the only problem with Copenhagen is that during the winter it would have really long nights.
Yeah.
If you can cope with that.
Really long nights?
Yeah.
You mean it's because it's, cold?
It's really, it's not really cold, but you can only see the sunlight for like maybe 5 or 6 hours
what?
In a day.
Why?
Because it's really close to Paul,
so
we really have like longer nights. But of course, in the summer, they will have also longer days.
Yeah, of course. Wow, very cool.
Mm.
Well, this university has over 38,000 students and 9,000 employees. Jeez, that's nothing compared to the
80,000 students
and the
in the city of in the University of Toronto
and the 38,000 faculty members.
Yeah.
Well, this school is divided into 6 departments: medicine, law, humanities, theology, social science, and science. So it said that University of Copenhagen has produced many noteworthy historical figures, such as the great astronomer Tycho, I don't even know how to say his name, Tycho Brahe,
okay.
And Ole Rømer. I don't know. I'm doing this so horribly. Well, anyways, it has very rich historical and intellectual artistic achievements, people, and the Copenhagen Orchestra was only founded in 2007.
That's only less than 10 years ago.
Yeah, but it has already established an impressive reputation as one of Europe's top symphony orchestras.
Impressive.
How does that happen?
All right, I guess we can carry on now.
We can?
Mm.
Why? All right, let's go to Paris. How about Paris? I love Paris.
Good.
All right, so we have University of Paris, Sud. So the University of Paris, Sud, I think this is how you say it, also known as Paris 11, is an ancient school founded in the 12th century. Wow, now that is old.
Mm-hmm.
It is in many ways reminiscent of the city it calls home. Wow, this is really cool. So there are 132 nationalities are represented within the student body's vibrant 28,000-strong membership. The school also attracts 1,900 teachers and 2,500 researchers.
Okay.
I wonder what it would be like to be a professor. That'd actually be kind of cool.
Yeah, but I don't know any French, so that could be a problem.
Well, yeah, probably.
Yeah, they don't speak much English either.
I could teach ESL.
Okay.
He said, okay. Wow, this is incredible. Mm-hmm. Paris earns 19 million euros each year through contract research.
Mm.
Very, very cool.
Okay.
Let's skip. Yeah. Let's skip and let's go to number 44, which is the University of Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. The University of Melbourne is both the oldest and the leading university in Australia. Wow, the leading and oldest. Do you see a trend here?
That the older the universities are, the better they are?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So anyways, this school sits next to Melbourne's Center of Commerce and consequently benefits from all the culture and opportunity.
Mm.
Wow, the fourth best city for college students. Hmm.
You know, I think this trend makes sense because the older the universities are, if they're still there, it proves, okay, they're quite lively, and also they're probably doing pretty well to survive that long history.
Yeah.
So it does make sense somehow.
Yeah, wow. Well, listen to this. It says that there are 52,000 students.
That's a lot.
Well, that's little compared to the 80,000
less
in Canada.
Than Toronto.
12,000 of whom are foreigners representing 129 different countries. Wow, that is really... I wonder what percentage of them are Chinese.
I don't know.
Probably a good 90%. I don't know why I say I think so.
I'll give it 50.
All right. Mm. Well, the school belongs to several prestigious university groups, such as the Asia-Pacific Rim and the Group of Eight.
Mm.
Wow, that's pretty cool. The university has refocused its research directives towards discerning three broad issues: our place, purpose, well-being, and supporting sustainability.
Mm.
Wow, that is actually really, really cool.
Yeah, all these universities are pretty cool, but because of our time limit, I'll give you the time for another three. All right?
No!
I know it's sad.
All right, fine. I'll go ahead and I'll go to the University of Edinburgh, which it comes in at number 45. It was founded in 1583.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, students can study 500 degree programs there throughout 100 disciplines. That is like the most awesome thing on Earth. Two-thirds of the world's nations are represented in the student body. Two-thirds. It didn't even say 100 and something. It said two-thirds of the whole world.
How many nations are there in the world?
They're like...
400-something.
No.
No?
Nations? Well, actually, okay. I don't know, but I know as far as countries, there are like roughly like right under 200.
Anyway.
I'm not joking. Don't look at me like that. I know this. Fine. Don't look at me. Where is Edinburgh?
I think it's in Scotland, isn't
it? Yeah, because I told you, like...
No, you didn't.
Ago. I totally did.
No,
off air. Anyways, during the past 5 years, the school has invested £80 million in improving educational facilities.
Mm-hmm.
Number 46, University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It trains over 4,700 students and postdoctoral fellows from the medical, graduate, and health professions every year.
Mm.
Wow, 92,000 hospitalized patients and 2.1 million outpatients each year.
Mm. And by the way, I think you were right about the numbers of countries in the world.
Thank you. You checked, didn't you?
A little below 200.
I told you.
190s.
Why didn't you believe me?
I didn't know you were that smart. Okay,
no,
satisfied now?
Wait a second. It's so funny because I knew, but you didn't, and you wanted to check to see if I was that smart. Hello.
Yeah, you were.
Okay.
On this particular matter.
All right, fine. Well, let's go to Sweden.
Mm.
Solna, Sweden. So we have the Karolinska Institute.
Okay.
Yes, this is for many scientists around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so winning a prize in their field is equivalent to an athlete's winning an Olympic gold medal.
Mm.
That's pretty cool.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right, we have time for one more one last university. Pick carefully.
Oh, pick carefully. Okay, let's see. Should I go to Germany or?
Of course.
No, I want to go to the United States again.
No, you can't.
Why?
Let's go to Germany.
I love my home.
I know, but we already named a lot of American universities. Let's give Germany a shot.
Okay, how about Rutgers University?
Okay.
That's actually in New Jersey.
It doesn't matter.
I said Rutgers. You're like, okay, but let's not go to the U.S. Okay,
I don't even
fine.
Know what that is.
We'll do Technical University of Munich.
Okay.
Yes, this is in Munich, Germany. And the technical, this ranks in, by the way, at number 53. Whoa! Yeah, number 53. The Technical University of Munich benefits from its good company. And let's see how many people it has going to the school. We don't know because it doesn't tell us.
Well, we still have maybe half of the list unread. But
yes, it's more than half the list.
Yeah, but we can't really name them all. 当然，这个根据不同的排列的方式啊，也会有其他的这种名单出现在大家的眼前。但是呢，不管你想要学什么，我觉得应该以自己学的这个专业为主啊，去选择自己的学校。当然不一定是非去上本科学习、上研究生啊，或者是只是了解一下他们的研究的这种方向，我觉得都会对自己未来的学习会有帮助。So this is one of the lists. This is some of the universities on this list.
That's right.
But hopefully that will help you.
It will. Study, study, study. And if I were you, I would go abroad for you to go to college. It's the best experience in the world.
All right. If you need more fun, ask Rose for it.
That's right.
Her number is 135.
555. Call Brian.
Just a joke. Thank you for being with us.
Bye-bye.
本节目教材由盛智学习集团美国国家地理学习公司提供。接下来您将收听到的是怪怪故事屋，小朋友们一起来听外教老师讲英文绘本故事吧。所听即所得，北京电台首届听友节暨第七届听众喜爱的名牌栏目大型评选活动火热招商，
想不想让你的品牌与听众多一次亲密接触？
黄金时段广告、金牌栏目口播、新媒体有奖互动、神秘探店之旅等等等等，活动总冠名到奖品支持，咱们通通一起玩，
约吗？招商热线8501-3856，8501-3856，精准营销就等你来。北京电台听友节为您量身打造。
一名共产党员应该始终怀着对群众的深厚情感，持久责任。注一，注学，注老，注富，募善款，献爱心，全动力。2016，共产党员，让我们一起行动。
Radio 774，
声音在耳边，世界在心里。北京外语广播，聆听资讯，分享优质生活。
Left me here so all alone, nothing left to hold.